Oh, it was just so nice to have 2 weeks off. It's unbelievable. It's like you're living a different life.
Yes.
I split 15 cords of wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
Woo! That's right.
What's a cord mean?
4x4.
Ah.
So, stack of wood, 4x4. Four feet by 4 feet.
Wow. How many did you do?
15.
Jeez.
And that was just in a couple days.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that for fires?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, firewood.
Mm.
Then I was forced to watch lame movies.
Oh, no. What'd you have to watch?
Notting Hill.
Ooh. Oh.
That tells you right there you're going to fall asleep in the title. Notting.
Notting. Notting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't even get something from, like, this decade.
Notting Hill. Hugh Grant.
Oh, no.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, from 1999.
Dream Team.
There's nothing in this movie, the name, the people in it, that suggests that this is going to be a movie that a guy will enjoy.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Why would you do that to me?
Because they're fantastic movies and you need to have this experience in your life.
Oh, experience.
Well, I have no new take on life after watching Notting Hill.
Really?
Did you didn't change not it, like it?
Have you guys ever seen Notting Hill?
I forgot it even existed, no.
All right, so Julia Roberts is a big time movie star, and she's over in England, like, filming a movie, and she walks into this bookstore and meets Hugh Grant, who, it's not even a regular bookstore, it's like a travel bookstore, so it's like the lamest bookstore.
Right, no customers whatsoever, yeah.
And then, I forget what happened, she's having this, like, weird, you know, like, celebrity life, and she wants to just go out on a date with a regular person, and they go out on a date, and she has a good time, and it turns out she actually had a real Hollywood boyfriend who shows up unexpectedly.
Oh, that always happens.
It turns out to be a whole thing, and then his heart's broken, and blah, 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 and happy ending.
It's like three different movies have the same premise. It's like Sleepless in Seattle and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah,
like
they're all have the
that,
same.
Yeah, the vacation where they trade houses and stuff like that. She's a big movie star, and she meets this common guy, and yada, yada. Okay. So
it's
kill.
A beautiful story.
All right. And then, well, hold on. I have to go and talk about wood. Matt and Danbury, was I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong about a cord of wood. A cord of wood is a measure of volume for firewood. It's 4 foot tall, 4 foot deep by 8 foot long. It's 128 cubic feet.
Okay.
So that's more than what you said, right, Chaz?
No, then I would have split less.
You would have split less, yeah. If you just did 4x4. Right. Then you did a half a cord of wood. Well, right. If you did 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot, then that's half a cord of wood.
I never thought I'd say, let me get back to talking about
God.
Notting Hill. All right. Thank you, Matt.
Speaking of sawing wood.
Wow.
I never thought I'd rather talk about Notting Hill than this.
A cord
you
of
always want to talk about your wood.
That's right.
Oh. Well,
men are proud of their cords.
I like how she says that. Then she laughs. She's right. Like, I made it funny.
Right.
High five.
All right, so I had to watch that.
Yeah, okay.
Grease.
No!
Oh, come on. Grease is awesome.
No.
I actually liked it
a lot. Yeah, no, it was okay when it first came. You never saw it before?
No.
Oh, that's your first time.
Good, you're done. You're done. You don't want
to
see it anymore.
You're done.
I felt like that's a one and done,
but
I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Like, I thought they did a great job taking a Broadway play and making a movie of it. Normally, they screw it up.
Yeah.
And I like all that music.
Right.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Frankie Valli. And, you know, you've heard all the songs a million times.
Yeah.
Well, you downloaded the soundtrack after the movie.
Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing that.
I'm here for you, Chaz.
You should see Chaz's face.
I'm here for you, Chaz.
It looped for hours. I finally said to him, like, hon, you got to stop it. I mean, I like the music, but I need a break.
Oh. And he has a poster in his bedroom.
Right now, I'd love to hear what Chaz is thinking.
I'm so happy.
I'm thinking, why didn't I stay on the phone with Matt from Danbury?
Because it was like a math equation.
And then, so it's New Year's Eve. We're doing the lame thing. We're like, we're going to just stay home. We'll do a couch night. We went out, grabbed a bite, went home. Couch night. Okay, what do you want to watch? We started watching F is for Family.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Bill Burr show, if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's Bill Burr, Vince Vaughn's executive producer. It is one of the best comedies on television.
Really?
If not the best comedy on television.
Okay.
So we started watching that, and we're like, I don't know, you want to watch a movie? And she says, yeah, Dirty Dancing.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that, Chaz?
No.
Nope.
Wow. I'm surprised.
This is why Chad's been so happy all these years.
These movies. That's a classic.
You don't have to see the movies that are intended for women.
No.
Or girls. You know? Like Patrick Swayze without a shirt, to me, doesn't say, oh, yes, that's a movie I'd like to see.
Mm. Right. And the tragic scene where he busts the window on the 57 Chevy, I'm sorry. He should have faced charges on that.
Yeah.
The 210 sedan.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And you got to see Jennifer Grey's original nose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, took up half the screen.
A conversation about those.
I expected so much because the movie was such a big blockbuster back in the day.
Yeah.
And there's lines quoted from it now, no one puts baby in a corner.
Yeah.
That movie is so friggin' bad. The best part of the movie was the ending credits. Like, I couldn't get to that part fast enough.
Yeah.
It starts, AJ, where they're playing oldies a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I could do, well, there's music, so
I can live with this.
I can block out everything else.
Yeah, I'm good.
But then it's Patrick Swayze without a shirt, really bad acting. And I thought to myself,
bad.
Wow, Patrick Swayze was never really a great actor ever.
No.
What was he in where someone's like, yeah, you know what? He really killed it in that movie.
I was thinking Roadhouse, but okay.
He was better in Ghost. I have to give him that. He was better in Ghost.
But he was hardly in the movie.
Right, that's why he was good.
Oh, God.
That's why. Did you and Jennifer try the leap scene, though, when the movie was over? Because you got it. Everyone does that.
Yeah, I was hammered by that. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I would have done? I would have intentionally moved because she made me watch that movie.
Right.
Yes, hon, do the
leap. I don't want to fall.
I'll catch you, I swear.
Oh, right.
I'm by you did your own leap scene in Southbury.
I'm by the stairs.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah. She was running down the sidewalk, and she fell.
Oh.
Broke her phone open.
Oh.
Yeah. I broke open my knee, both of my hands, and my phone.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. And you know what the funny thing is? You know when you take a big spill? Like I tripped. My foot caught the sidewalk, and I said, oh, no, this can't happen. My right leg didn't land right, and then it was one of those giant, big, sloppy falls. And it's on a sidewalk in Southbury where there's
Main
a lot
Street,
of traffic.
Main Street intersection. Yeah. Right. Cars are at a red light.
Oh,
no.
There were
definitely people who went home and said, oh, you won't believe what I saw.
Right.
So then I call out his name. He has those big, fancy wireless headphones on. I didn't think he'd hear me, but he turned around. He comes back. He's like, you okay? I'm like, no. And then I start crying like I'm busy girl. My knee's open.
I don't know who was in more pain.
I just want to get out of here.
After her fall or me after watching Dirty Dancing.
That's a draw.
But do you realize, hon, I spent the last few hours of 2018 watching one of the worst movies ever.
Hon, I've watched a lot of cheesy man movies with you, so it's okay.
Name one.
Cheesy man movies. I don't know. I can't remember now.
Are there cheesy man movies? Jazz? I don't know.
There's no cheesy man movies.
No, it's all manly movies.
The first thing that came to me was American Graffiti, and that is not cheesy. So I don't know.
That's a great movie. It's an American
it's a great
classic.
Movie.
That I did watch
totally
over the
holidays. Totally a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Star Wars. That's a cheesy one.
Cheesy. Wow.
That's an epic movie.
It's not cheesy.
That's a kid movie. Jeez.
It's a man movie. He loves that movie.
I love it. You know.
Bug Light. Yeah. Just like totally glued to it whenever it's on.
Yeah.
That was a movie that came up like in my group of friends, and it was like, if you watch it as a kid and you watch it now, you're like, oh, I love it. But if you don't see it until you're an adult, it's like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The acting's not good. It's bad acting.
Yeah.
The story exactly. That's is how
whatever.
I feel.
It's whatever.
You know, there's no big twist where it's like, oh my God, I did not see that coming.
I feel like unless you have the heavy nostalgia going with watching it, it's like, who cares?
Agreed.
Yep. It loses my attention in about a minute.
Yeah.
I liked it.
And then the only other thing, bullet point that I want to bring, besides food, family, friends over the break, was I got attacked by a bull.
You got attacked by a bull?
Yeah.
Where?
Where the hell is this bull?
A bulldog?
Yeah. No, a bull.
We were on Wall Street.
Oh, no. It tried to take my arm off.
Really?
So what place were we in Easton?
We were at Silverman's Farm in Easton.
It's a place where families go to get Christmas trees, and there's a petting zoo. And you go over, and it seems to me like they should say before you go into this petting zoo, oh, by the way, we have a bull, and he's really pissed.
Right.
A petting zoo is you buy the grain for like $5, which is a ripoff, which is fine. But then now you're going to be feeding the animals. And no one said, don't touch the bull.
They said, wait for it.
He's massive.
They're like, let's see who tries.
Massive.
Really?
I mean, I've seen a lot of bulls. This thing was massive.
Really?
And massive.
At a petting zoo.
At a petting zoo.
I went to go feed a donkey. because he kept calling out for me. So I went to see the donkey.
What do you sound going, like?
Those animals know like that you're coming in with food, and they just start making the most hideous sounds.
They go nuts.
Me!
Yeah, I'm first.
So I go to bring my little bucket over to the donkey, who was so cute. I'm feeding him, and I look over my shoulder to see where Chaz was. Chaz is across at another pen where the bison or buffalo or whatever it was, and he's standing there. This thing is massive, and the fence just comes up to about the bull's nose.
No. So he's looking at me. Right. I'm looking at him, and I feel like we're making a connection.
Right. No. You're looking at me?
No. He's sizing you up.
He's talking to me.
Connection.
And I think he thinks I'm staring him down.
Right.
You know, like, I'm like, this is my place now.
Did you ask Spanish music?
And I feel like we make this connection, and I reach my hand over.
Oh,
no. He's got these giant, giant friggin' horns.
Right.
And he takes his head and, like, tries to impale my arm against the fence.
Like, just swung his head around.
God.
Swung his head, almost smacked the board off the top of the fence.
Were you wearing a red sweater?
I jumped.
You know, probably a good idea wearing ugly Christmas sweater day.
Right.
I happened to look over my shoulder just as I see Chaz with his hands in his pockets looking at this thing, reaches his hand over, and that happens. And he just jumps up in the air, and he's like, okay.
hard to look cool after that.
Yeah, just walk away.